This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I have with me today Mr. Simon, creative force behind Hot Toast Music Company. Welcome to the show, Simon.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's learn about you. We're going to do an album feature for your album, All the Feels. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about your journey into making music for kids.
Yeah, I think it was kind of unexpected for me. So I've been a songwriter for a long time. I started writing songs in my 20s, and I'm in my 40s now. So that's like a couple decades at least. I never really did music before starting to write songs, but I learned how to play the acoustic guitar and really got into the art of the putting lyrics and melody together. And so over the years, I kind of set a goal for myself to begin to write a song a day. And I really kind of tried to stay true to that over the years. When my kids were born, so my first son, Isaac, was born. He's going to be 9 this year, which is crazy. But when he was born, I immediately started writing songs for him. And I was still like writing all kinds of other songs and playing with the band. But as he got a little bit older, I'm also a teacher, so I've been a teacher for 20 plus years in different facets of education. But he started going to a preschool, a Reggio Emilia preschool here in town called B'nai Amuna. And I went to help them with their garden one time. They needed a music teacher. Somehow I ended up playing music at my son Isaac's preschool when he was like 1, 1.5. And I loved it immediately. I mean, So my experience before that was teaching middle school. And as soon as I was around preschool age and had a preschooler of my own, I just began to see how valuable those early years were. And the story goes, and I say this a lot, but I began to notice how like 2 and 3 year olds were singing lyrics to Disney songs. Like they'd memorized Disney songs, but you couldn't even have a conversation with them yet, right? And so the power of music, it just really hit me like, oh my goodness, we could be singing about everything. Like all I want, my son's name is Isaac and my other son is Ezra. All the things I want Isaac and Ezra to know, I mean, I could be singing them to them about the periodic table and the names of the presidents, but also what it means to feel sad and happy and to respect others and all of these like really important life lessons that I want them to learn about when they're older in middle school, when things get crazy. Right now, all those things could be embedded in their brain through melody. It just felt like an amazing opportunity. And I completely shifted all my songwriting to writing with them, observing them and writing about what they were interested in and what was happening in their development. And yeah, hundreds of songs later, here I am.
And how did the name Hot Toast Music Company come into existence?
So along those lines, Isaac's first ever favorite solid food was toast. He loved toast, like many of us. Before then, it was a lot of lullabies that I was singing for him. I mean, he was a baby, and I still love so many of those songs, but I'll never forget it. We had one of those little IKEA tables, and he would sit at it and eat his toast with, you know, different kinds of toppings. And I just began to sing about all the things that he found interesting. You know, like he loved when we got the knife out of the drawer. He loved putting the butter on and spreading it. And so those slowly became the lyrics to this song. And I wanted this call and response. I wanted him to shout hot toast. So I really wrote it with him over breakfast.
That's cool. And are you Hot Toast Music Company or do you have a band?
Yeah. So it ended up becoming kind of Hot Toast Music Company because it ended up being more than just me writing songs. I play with a band. I play acoustic concerts around town. I'll play birthday parties around town for hardcore Hot Toast fans. But I also do school programming, songwriting workshops. I do commission songwriting. It kind of goes on and on from there. A lot of different kinds of events and programming. And so it felt like bigger than just I'm writing songs just with Isaac. So I slapped that name on there and I've kind of grown into it over time.
Very cool. And had you released any music prior under Hot Toast?
No, I mean, my first album, I think it was eight songs, and they were just really those songs that I wrote in those early years at the preschool and with Isaac. And that was my debut album, is called Let Me Hear Your Voice. And then this past year, I released my newest album called All the Feels. And that's pretty much what I, and I have a bunch of singles along the way. So I partnered with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and wrote a song for them about a campaign they were doing. In our big park gathering place, I wrote a reading time song for them. So I'm always writing and releasing singles, but those are my two albums.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're here to talk about All the Feels. So let's get into it. So what was kind of conceptually behind this album? How did you pull it all together?
Conceptually, these songs really are taken. They're not all the songs I've written during this time, but they're some of the songs from those early years, those 3 to 6 year old years of me and my kids. And they're all I the way I explain it is what it means to be a person. Songs about what it means to be a person. At least some of those songs. And I have this phrase that I've used since the boys were little, but we sing about the world around and the world within, and there's really a connection between those two. And I think we can learn about ourselves by learning about the world around us. I worked for a gardening organization for like 12 years, and I used to talk about the garden about as if it was explain it as a mirror. So when we look at the garden, when we look at the world, we see ourselves if we pay attention and we see it in the right way and we ask the right questions. But also, the garden and the world is a window. So when we look at, if we are curious, we see through the eyes of childhood, even bugs and trees and the clouds, they all kind of tell stories about the other, right? People around us and the amazing and interesting beings that we share this planet with. So that's kind of what this album is. It kind of tackles, I get to do that 10 times with 10 issues to try to wrap a melody and words around some very mysterious and interesting parts of being a person.
Awesome. And we're going to go through five of them here today.
That's
So
crazy.
let's kick it off. We'll talk about the first song. It's called Made for Feelings. So tell us about this one.
Yeah, Made for Feelings. I literally wrote this song in the middle of a fit that one of my kids was having. And it was intense. I mean, if you're a parent, I feel like I remember the first day my kids had their fits, their first like outburst of emotion. It was like a turning point, right? And it was scary for me. I was like, what is happening? Is there a problem here? Like swinging arms and kicking legs and like, oh my goodness, how did you learn those? What are you even saying to me? I mean, one of my kids used to say, you're a bad dad. You're a bad like, who taught you that? That hurts so bad. But anyway, so when that fit hit, when that fit hit, that's a weird. I found that I had to also kind of grapple with my own feelings in the midst of it. And I found myself learning about myself vicariously through having to be patient and be there for my child through his first experience of those big feelings. And so this song, there are some things I really wanted them to know as I began to like really think about process, what was happening and how to parent. And the first big thing was, I want them to know that this is not bad. Like, it's overwhelming. It's not comfortable when you feel so mad or full, you could scream or so sad that you just want to run away and slam a door. But it's not bad. It's like what you're feeling, I feel. This is something we all feel. This is human. What are you going to do with it? And so that's kind of what this song is about.
Yeah, I have a 4-year-old who is doing that and saying things that, sorry, what show were you watching that you heard that phrase or something like that? So
yeah, so it all gets.
we have to be very equipped to handle that the right way for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to play the song now. Here it is, Made for Feelings by Hot Toast Music Company.
You can be mad without being mean. You can get angry and not have to scream. Some things will happen to make you upset, but you have more options than just throw in a fit. Or you can be sad, it's okay to cry. When you let the tears out, you'll feel better inside. 'Cause you were made for feeling. You were made for feeling. So many things you were made for feelings. You were made for feeling things. You may feel things you can't explain, but feelings aren't as scary. You give them a name, and you'll have frustrations. They'll come and they'll go, but through them your patience is a seed that will grow. 'Cause you were made for feelings. You were made for feeling so many things. You were made for feeling.
And that was Made for Feelings. Next song we're going to talk about is called Kindness Rocks. Talk about this one.
Ah, Kindness Rocks. My son came home from preschool one day from B'nai Amuna with an award. It was in the summer. I remember that. And it was the Kindness Rocks Award. And he was so proud. And I thought it was the coolest award. He was noticed. Doing an act of kindness, and he got an award for it. And something that they say a lot at like the assemblies at his preschool that really stuck with me. The woman who would lead it at the time, Caitlin Wright, she would like point at the kids and say, you know, you're all masters of peace and kindness. Like, we need to learn from you. Like, you're actually really good at this. And that really stuck for me because I mean, the part of the work of childhood is to learn, right? I mean, it's a lot of listening, and you know, it's a huge, it's a steep learning curve entering this world. You're relying on adults to lead you kind of in the right direction. But in those early years, we come into this world as good creatures. And I think that's so important and something that's not always believed and something that kind of gets lost in our understanding of ourselves as adults. And I wanted to write a song that really hit that home, that like, hey, we're good. And we're all kind of part of this community of good creatures who are here. Now, what we've done with that goodness over time, that can vary, admittedly. But, you know, what if we all made an effort to get along with each other? Like, what if we defaulted to our innocence? And maybe that's as easy as sharing your kindness with a smile, you know? Like, why aren't we just friendly to each other sometimes? Kids are so good at that, right? Once they get over their shyness. But anyway, that's what the song's about.
Very cool. Well, shout out and congrats to your son for winning that award and inspiring the song. So here it is, Kindness Rocks by Hot Toast Music Company.
Part of a family, we are part of a song. We're all part of humanity, so we should all get along. Get along, 'cause kindness rocks, and it's just
that was Kindness Rocks. The next song is called I Want Monster. and I probably said that with the wrong inflection, is it the I Want Monster? Talk about this.
I mean, I guess it really depends, right? How bad do you want? Yeah, the I Want Monster. Woo! I mean, we've all got one, right? The way I like to think about it is that there's this cute, fluffy, friendly little monster inside of all of us, always whispering in our ear. And the thing about like cute, fluffy monsters is you just want to do whatever they want, right? And this particular monster literally wants everything. You know, I think it maybe started when my kids first started talking about being bored. I used to have this saying that was like, there's nothing more boring than being bored. I really need to turn that into a song at some point. But, you know, it's like if you don't know what to do with yourself sometimes. And when you're in that place, when you don't have anything to do, you immediately start to want things. If you notice, if you ever just try to sit still for a little bit and be quiet, I try to do this. And it's hard because almost immediately thoughts pop in your head and you just want stuff. And it's just kind of a part of what happens to us as we grow older. But it's a little bit deceptive because if you give this I Want Monster everything it wants, it doesn't stay cute and cuddly. The idea is that it gets bigger. You feed it and it grows and it becomes more and more ferocious until it gets to the point where no matter how much you give it, it never gets full. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's not cute and fluffy anymore. How do I shrink it? And you're just out of control wanting everything. But it starts so sweet and innocent. So I wanted to write a song about that and kind of give my kids. I remember we were on a walk when this song came to me. And my kids were like telling me all the things they wanted. And I just started going back. I want. And I was like, man, that is like a chorus. I really want to like give a voice to this monster so we all know what it feels and sounds like. So that this is I Want Monster.
All parents can relate to this one.
Oh, I mean, I relate to it, right?
I relate to it once I heard it. All right. Well, we're going to play it. Here it is. I Want Monster by Hot Toast Music Company.
Well, I was staring at the cookies in the cookie jar when a voice inside my head said I should eat them all. Well, my mom gave me two and I scarfed them down. But as soon as I was through, the voice inside my head started to scream and shout. It said, I want more than I got. I don't care what I get as long as I get alive. I want more than I need. But if you keep feeding the monster, then the monster gets too big to feed. I got a present in the mail from my auntie Sue. She sent me two pairs of socks and a red balloon. Well, at first it made me happy, then this voice in my head started telling me I really wanted bubbles instead. And as soon as I began to moan, the monster began to grow. It said, I want more. And my dad came in and told me 10 more minutes till bed. Well, I knew that in the morning all my toys would still be there. But this voice inside my head started whining and saying, oh man, that's not fair. It said, I want more than I got. I don't care what I get as long as I get. I'm
And that was I Want Monster. Next song is called Peace Rainbow. Tell us about this one.
Peace Rainbow. This one is really special to me. It came out kind of organically during a class at the preschool where I do music. Long time ago when my kids were there, where I was asking the preschoolers what peace meant to them. And one of the kids said, rainbow, that peace was a rainbow. And I was like, ah. And, you know, I could come up with that myself, but there's something magical and special when a child innovates that in the moment, like a very young child, and they conceptualize that and they see it that way. And I'm like, I need to do something with that. So we did an activity. I brought, and my wife helped me come up with this idea, where we had a paper towel and we made dots with, you might have done this, but we made dots with markers, and then you drop water droplets on it and all the marker bleeds together. It makes this really cool rainbow design. And so out of that, and kind of singing along as the kids did it, I would just be singing the peace rainbow. And that kind of became the chorus of the song. I guess the other thing I'd say about it is this one has kind of an interesting progression. And I really wanted to do, it's something for me. I love writing easy to sing along songs, but also I always have this desire to add in some interesting chording into my songs in a tasteful way. Cause I think kids kind of can get into it if it's done, if you can pull it off. And this is a time when it felt like I kind of pulled it off and it was really exciting to me. So this is the Peace Rainbow.
All right. Well, thank you for giving me an idea for an activity for my 4-year-old. Definitely going to try that.
Cool. Yeah. Yep.
And easy. Yeah, she gets bored a lot. She has the I Want Monster. All right, we're going to play it. Here it is, Peace Rainbow by Hot Toast Music Company.
We're on the same team. We want the same thing. We're in this together. I need you and you need me. Peace is a puzzle. And everyone has a piece. All the people in the whole wide world, holding pieces to a peace puzzle. And anytime we help each other, all the pieces start to come together. The peace puzzle. The peace puzzle. Puzzle, a peace puzzle. We're on the same team. We want the same thing. We're in this together. I need you and you need me. Everyone has a color in the rainbow of look and think all kinds of ways. So many differences to celebrate. And every time we let our kindness show, we add a color to the peace rainbow. The peace rainbow.
that was Peace Rainbow. All right, last song we're going to talk about here is called Please Listen to My Words. Talk about this one.
Ah, yes. Maybe the most important song on the album as far as functionality, like practical usefulness. I wrote this teaching. So I did not write this in a preschool with my kids. I think I was teaching, I think it was a first grade class, I'm almost positive, at a local school, a gardening program. And I wanted to write a song to help the class focus, basically. And, you know, as a teacher, I think a lot about what it means to teach. The program that I have taught for or did teach for 12 plus years was inquiry-based and student-led. And so the idea was that, you know, the students are at the center of their learning, right? Like they need to be curious and asking questions. And that's really how we learn, is by really teaching themselves is the highest form of learning. And so in order to do that as a teacher, I have to be able to really pay attention and observe and listen to them. I have to know what they're thinking and what they're saying. And it's like the teacher-student contradiction, kind of leveling that playing field. I wanted to write a song that wasn't just about that, but that I could literally use in classrooms. So the chorus to the song, please listen to my words, and I promise to be careful with my words so both of us get heard, was a chorus that I used in my classes to start them out and to let kids know that, hey, I need to be careful with my words just like you. Like this is a two-way street in agreement. I need to be, and this is how I present it whenever I'm playing it to kids. I'm always careful. I don't like to sing this song with the connotation of kids, listen to my words. That's really not what the song is. The song is really actually a child saying, please listen to my words to an adult, and the adult saying, I promise to be careful of my words with you. Because honestly, with the power dynamics, that's usually how it goes. So that's really what the song is. And I don't actually spell that out. I kind of do on the bridge. I say, I may be teaching, but I'm still learning from you. So it's subtle, but I'm hoping that point gets across that is really the direction that I meant for this song to go.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to check it out. Here it is. Please listen to my words. Hot Toast Music Company.
Not every day is gonna feel like a breeze. Sometimes it's hard work. When you're working for peace, you gotta think about what comes out of your mouth. You gotta make room for somebody else to have the microphone. 'Cause you never know what you don't know until you stop and listen close. So please listen to my words. Listen to my words. And I promise to be careful with my words. Careful with my words. So both of us get hurt. There will be days you feel a little offbeat. Sometimes it's hard work. When you're a part of a team, you gotta speak up. You gotta share your ideas. You gotta take turns so that everyone feels. Listen to my words, listen to my words, and I promise to be careful with my words, careful with my words, so both of us get hurt. Oh, I may be teaching, but I'm still learning from you. Teaching me to please listen to my words, listen to my words. Please be careful with your words, careful with your words. Please listen to my words, listen to my words. Careful with my words, careful with my words. listen to my words. Listen to my words.
And that was Please Listen to My Words, and that wraps up our song features. The album is called All the Feels. So Simon, let everybody know, where can they stream, download, purchase that album, and how can they find and connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, All the Feels is up on all the streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, you name it. I even have it on SoundCloud now. You can also visit my website and find it there. That's hottoastmusic.com. And yeah, or you can like, oh, and I'm going to have a brand new store on my website in the next couple of weeks. So if you want a physical copy of an album, which not everyone has CD players in their car, but we do, and it helps me to not have to plug in my phone to play music for my kids, I still love popping in CDs. So if you love that, you can get it off my website in just a couple of weeks. What were your other questions?
Oh, how can they find and connect with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on Instagram. My family's on Instagram and Facebook, and you know, I'm pretty responsive on there. You can even message me if you want to write a song. If your child has an idea for a song, you can do that through the website or Instagram. I'd love to do that. I would do that all the time. And then I'm always posting, you know, funny things about parent life, because there's so many ridiculous things that are always happening in the life of a parent. So I post that stuff on Instagram too.
Awesome. Well, Simon, it's been great having you on the show and learning about you. And thank you for sharing your music. And the album is called All the Feels. Go check it out. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me. This has been great.